شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبينا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحاب محمد وكل من والاه واستنى واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, I advise myself and I advise you to beware of Shaytan. إنه لكم عدو مبين. He is to you a blatant enemy. And beware of becoming a devil worshipper without knowing it. No doubt most of us have heard or read these stories from time to time about sects of people who worship Shaytan. May Allah disgrace Shaytan and humiliate him. But you might be amazed, just like the media appears to be amazed and might condemn the existence of such a people. And others might be surprised if we say that these sects of teenagers or youngsters represent only one of the many ways of worshiping Shaitan. And though this represents, without doubt, the highest level of deviation and corruption, let those who condemn such people on such actions be surprised even further by knowing that how much they themselves have fallen into this act of worshiping Shaitan without even knowing it or feeling it. And this astonishment will only disappear on the day when we all stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says to many of mankind, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ. Did I not take a covenant from you, O children of Adam, that you should never worship the shaytan? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is surely to you a blatant enemy. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And that you should worship me and me alone, this is indeed the straight path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. And he has led astray from amongst you huge groups of people. So were you not using your mind? These are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on Qiyamah are the followers and worshippers of Shaytan. And yet he said, minkum jibillan kathira, huge groups from among you, you meaning mankind. So obviously we're not talking about a few little cults here and there in Bakersfield and a few other places. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. This then is the hellfire that you were promised. اِصْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Embrace it on this day for that kufr which you engaged in. But then it is too late when this happens, and there will be no benefit for transgressors and oppressors in giving excuses or in blaming one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمُ. Shaytan said, when all the affair had been concluded, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Surely Allah promised you the promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. And I too promised you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. But I broke my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. And I had no power over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Except that I called to you and you responded. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not blame me. Rather blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. I can neither save you, nor can you save me. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونَ. I reject your associating me in worship من قبل before this. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for all people of injustice, for all oppressors, there is a painful punishment. Group of worshippers of Shaitan and the other group of those who give in to his whisperings were heedless and did not realize
the reality of what had befallen them and had befallen this entire ummah. Their misconception and failure to understand issues in the right manner. They have a misconception regarding the definition of worship. So much so that worship to them is nothing more than movement, some raka'at while praying and giving zakah from money and fasting and performing hajj. And yet this is their best condition. There are others who have even chosen to neglect prayers. And the second one usually is a consequence of the first one. If the prayer becomes just a mechanical thing, and we don't worry about what we may have said of another in their absence, or hurtful thing to one in their presence, or all kind of other things and impurities within our heart, but we feel satisfied with the salah, just the physical movement to the masjid and up and down. One who starts like that often ends up in the second position and gives it up entirely when they see the salah is not yielding its benefit. For them, Ramadan is a month of entertainment and free food in the masjid and little more. Being in amongst the disbelievers and in their places of corruption is more beloved to these than performing pilgrimage and traveling to the house of Allah in Mecca, the Kaaba. They fail to realize the true definition of worship, the true worship for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created jinn and mankind. So once their understanding of worship is corrupt and it reflects an empty meaning to them, they fall unknowingly into the worship of shaitan. Similarly, the definition of shirk has been corrupted in the minds and hearts of people. Shirk has become known in the naive picture or definition that a lot of people have been taught in schools and other places or adopted from watching films. This definition means that abandoning shirk is nothing more than making sure you don't prostrate to an idol or a statue. Once this form of shirk is no longer in existence, people feel that they have accomplished tawheed. But in reality, the following verse applies to most of us and our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the vast majority of them do not believe in Allah except while simultaneously committing shirk. In fact, this form in which these people worship shaitan is when they abandon the Islamic laws and replace them and favor man-made criterion over them. So they put aside the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of the Prophet to rule and practice with other laws from other sources. Why then do they claim they are believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. Did you not look to those who believe or who claim to believe بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا
sat. Oh, you have believed. Enter into submission completely and perfectly. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. And do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in this verse any lack of complete submission, which means to every issue, every aspect of Islam, the personal, the interpersonal, the national, the international, changing within you what needs to be changed, changing your behavior what needs to be changed, any failure to have this intention of udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, entering into submission 100%, Allah follows that by saying, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaytan by failing to have that submission complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ. Indeed, those who reverted back to disbelief after guidance had become clear to them, shaytan enticed them and prolonged hope for them. ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيعكم في بعض الأمر. That is because they said to those people who have hatred for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, we will obey you, or we will cooperate with you in certain issues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well what they conceal. So what do you think of those who obey them in all matters? Also included in their worship of shaitan is their promotion of exposure of the body, adultery, immorality among the believers. Although they do not declare it with their tongues, their actions are the best proof of this. It is enough to observe the media agencies and watch how they spread corruption, disbelief, and false faith in the Muslim nations, as if there is no other use for these means of mass communication, while giving all of this a respectful and dignified appearance. These are indeed worshippers of shaitan, followers of his footsteps, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who love that corruption should spread among the believers, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Theirs is a painful punishment in this life and the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you know not. This verse is not about some non-Muslim company bringing a satellite system to Muslim land. This verse was originally about those people who started the rumor about Aisha under the guise of concern, as many people are today. Oh, I feel I have to talk about something I know. I have to say about so-and-so, some aspect of his corruption or her corruption, thinking this is a good deed. And this is what the Munafiqeen did when the story spread that Aisha had gone back, and in fact had gone back to find a bracelet that she lost. And they spread the rumor that Aisha had gone back and met up with a man. Our mother, the mother of the believers, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said this filth about. These are Muslims. These are not the mushrikeen of Mecca. And under the guise of, oh, we have to speak, we have to bring the truth out, we have to stand for justice no matter who it is. And in fact, it was a slanderous lie. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as following the footsteps of shaitan. And in fact, in this verse, prescribed for them and anyone like them 80 lashes in the dunya for saying something like this about a Muslim woman when it is not true. Then Allah warned those who believed 2 verses later not to follow the ways of shaitan and his allies when he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. O you who believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. For whoever follows the footsteps of shaitan will find that he commands all form of obscenity and sin. Another form of their worship of shaitan is averting people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fighting the allies of Allah and trying to destroy their image and harassing them, meanwhile supporting and making allies with the enemies of Allah and respecting them and bringing them close. Listen to Allah's long description of the characteristics of those who form Hizb al-Shaytan, the party of Shaytan. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَدِرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Did you not see the people who gave their loyalty to a people upon whom Allah is angry? مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ. They are not of you nor of them. وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they swear oaths to lies, and they know better. عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Allah has prepared for them a painful punishment. إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. How wicked is that which they used to do. اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً. They took their oaths as a protective barrier. فَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And made every effort to drive people away from the path of Allah. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Theirs will be a humiliating punishment. لَن تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ. Their wealth will be of no avail. وَلَوْ أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Nor their offspring. مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Before Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. These are the people of the fire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They're there for perpetuity. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. On the day when Allah will bring them forth, all of them. فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. And they will try to swear to Allah, just as they swore to you. وَيَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. And they think they have a firm foundation, and they have a basis. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Verily they are the liars. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. Shaitan has seduced them and confused the issue for them and excited them. فأنساهم ذكر الله. And made them forget the remembrance of Allah. أولئك حزب الشيطان. This then is the party of Shaitan. ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. Verily the party of Shaitan are the biggest losers. إن الذين يحادون الله ورسوله. As for those who make war against Allah and His Messenger, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ. These will be among the most humiliated. There are only two parties, with no room for a third one. Either the party of Allah and His soldiers, and those who worship Him alone and call people to Him, or the party of Shaitan, and those who call people to His way and divert them from the way of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who believe, fight in the path of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ. And those who disbelieve, fight likewise, but in the path of طاغوت. فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ. So fight the allies of Shaitan. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Verily, the plan of Shaitan is inherently weak. So all of these are ways of worshipping Shaitan that a lot of people fall into. As for the last form of Satan worship that has appeared lately, it is nothing but a rotten fruit of what those who fought and averted from the way of Allah have implanted. They fought morality and started raising the youth in a system that has no connection to Allah, omitting from the curriculum of education all that relates the new generation to its Lord and replacing it with something else. Even saluting one another with salam was omitted because it is the Islamic salutation. They beautified in the eyes of young girls as they walk out of their homes not properly covered. And if they can't get them to take it off entirely, to wear something fashionable and tight and short and bend here and there, and they fight the hijab and those who wear it. They tried to put a lot of restrictions on those who follow the deen and call them extremists or fundamentalists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. and among people is one whose speech amazes you in the life of this world. وَيُشْهِدَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِي, and he calls Allah to witness as to what is in his heart. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ, and he is the most dangerous of enemies. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, and but when he, soon as he turns away, he makes great effort in the land. لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا, to spread corruption in it. وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ, and to destroy crops and generations. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love corruption. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. O Muslim nation, in every corner of the earth, including these corners, O nation that is killing itself by itself, sending its generations into a bottomless pit, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade you from burying your newborn girls alive and killing your sons, then what is greater is that you leave them unprotected, unguided, and undirected until they reach a point where they openly, or not so openly, worship Shaitan. We will be asked about the establishment of the Sharia in our homes, in our families. And whatever got in our way and prevented us from doing it, if it was from our own hands, then our responsibility is doubled. If we didn't realize the predicament we're in, and cling together and not be like the lone sheep walking off, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shaitan gets me without doubt, then we will be doubly and triply accountable for what happens to our generation. If parents continue to be in the seedless state, our children are all subject to what has happened to others or what was practiced by others. Due to the objective and responsibility given to the parents by Allah regarding their children, He commanded them to fulfill their due right, as He has said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, O you who believe, shield yourselves and your children from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. And as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيتي, every one of you is a guardian of something, and every one of you will be questioned about what he was entrusted with. That's in Muslim and Bukhari, and one of the other versions it continues, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حتى يسأل رجل عن أهل بيتي أقام فيهم شرع الله أم أضاع, until each man will be asked about the people in his family. Did he establish the Sharia among them, or did he allow it to become diluted? Sadly, the interests of fathers and mothers have changed to become one-sided. If their children get educated in the matters of this dunya, or education, or science, they have become heedless and neglect raising their children Islamically, or taking them to where they can be aided Islamically, or gathering together to help one another raise our children Islamically. Failing to educate them regarding their religious matters and the laws and constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not know that by doing this, they will lose in this life and the next. As for the life to come, they lose it because they shun the way that has come to them from their Lord and prefer other ways. And as for losing in this world, it's because there is no rectification or correction that can be done in this world except with the rectification of faith. So it is up to the parents and the guardians, if they want to preserve their children from these wickedness ways that will lead them to the bottomless pit, they must reevaluate their position and preserve their children and pay special attention to teaching them prayers, honesty, morality, and complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the footsteps of the righteous predecessors. And let the advice of Luqman, peace be upon him, to his son, be the method and the way for every father and every mother and every caretaker. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And the many other advices that he gave to his son. And when Luqman was advising his son and preaching to him, he said, "Dear son, do not associate anyone with Allah. Surely shirk is a horrendous crime. And they should also protect their families from different means of corruption, like TV and magazine and bad company and identification with quote-unquote peers that are not peers. Because the children that our children see in the school or elsewhere, or who are non-Muslim, are not their peers. And that needs to be broken or not established, so that they think, this is my people, this is my community, because their people are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslims. At the same time, they should warn their children and explain to them the right path and the true way. And most importantly, they should exemplify it, so that this can be seen in the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Oh, you who believe, start with yourself. Shield yourself from the fire. Make sure that you have entered into the silmi kafta. You have entered into the submission completely. Not the parts you like, not the parts that were easy, not the parts that matched whoever you were before the first day you said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, but kafta, every single part of it. The part that suits you and the part that doesn't. The part that's easy and the part that's hard. Enter into all of it and let it all enter into you. Protect yourselves and then protect your children from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna ittiba'a. Oh Allah, show us every truth as truth and grant us the following of it. Wa arina al-baatila baatilan wa arzuqna ijtinaba. And show us every falsehood as falsehood and grant us the staying clear away from it. Wa aqimus salah.